If you had a Bible, Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. We want to begin reading this morning at verse 18. The Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, that you might he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Amen. I want to preach this morning for just a little while on this thought. It's Independence Day. Amen. It's Independence Day. As we look at that and we see, and Paul's talking here to the Ephesians, and he's ministered from his heart, and he's talking, he had been talking to them about putting on that whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that we might be able to overcome the flesh in which we live, and that we'd have everything that we needed, praise God, as a walk, in the walk as a Christian. He said we need to pray always, amen, in all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, amen, and watching therefore and all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. In other words, what Paul's saying here, we need to continue to be praying for each other. Amen? You need to be praying for me, and I need to be praying for you, because every one of us need help from the Lord. Amen? There ain't none of us that are super saints, and we've arrived somewhere, amen, where we can't be touched by the feeling of infirmity, praise God. But I'm glad that we can stand up with Jesus Christ as our Savior, praise God, and be an adversary to the devil, amen? Praise God, that we can stand up with the help of the Lord. When we take God's Word and we begin to apply it to our heart, we can do like Paul said, like we can begin to have the utterance, praise God, that will abound unto the glory of God. And we can speak boldly of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the mystery of the gospel, that had been hid from the ages and time past, praise God, is being revealed. And I'm glad it's being revealed to whosoever would believe on Him, amen, praise God. We can begin to receive the Word to ourselves, praise the Lord, that we can pass it out in a liberal fashion. But we begin to look at this, and we say that it's Independence Day. You say, when is that? It's today. Today is a day of independence, praise God, and we need to claim that independence. Now, according to Noah Webster, he says that independence is a state in which a person does not rely on others, the ability to support oneself, amen. That's what we proclaimed in 1776 when we broke away from the United States, broke away from Great Britain, and we said we're not having a king and a dictator over us. We're going to take care of ourselves, amen. We're not going to give all that we have to a king or somebody else, but we're going to keep what we got, praise God, and just give God glory for it all, amen. Praise God, it's God that gives us everything that we have, and if without Him we'd have nothing. You say, oh, preacher, I work with my hands. I do this and I do that. I want to say this morning on Thursday, Word of God, without God Almighty, your Lord and help, praise God, you'd not do anything. You'd not get out of bed. You'd not have breath. You'd be in a cold, dead grave somewhere. But I'm glad, praise God, that God seen fit to come to where we was and give us life and that in abundance, praise God, that we can rise up every day and say, glory to be God. What I do today, amen, it's for your glory and for your honor. And boy, I tell you, it pleases God when we magnify Him and we lift Him up. Praise God. Amen. That's what independence is. It's putting our faith and trust not in ourselves, but dependence upon Him. Amen. Independence, not dependent on or subject to another. Amen. To others, but just subject unto God. Amen. Not subject to any bias or any influence from the outside. Amen. Praise God. Our influence comes from the inside. Amen. Are you hearing me, church? The influence that we need today comes from the inside. Amen. Praise God, it needs to come from the church house. But praise God, most of all, it needs to come from the into that inner man, into that soul, praise God, that gives us independence of the things that we face so many times. And Brother Scott, so as we talked about this morning, we sure do appreciate that. Amen. It just going to fall right in with where we're at. And we'll just continue running with that just a few minutes if God will be our help. Just to show you that, praise God, that independence. And Independence Day is right now. We just celebrated the 4th of July. Amen. When we celebrated our independence. Now, from the time of Declaration of Independence to the time that we actually overcome Great Britain and got rid of them and their dictatorship over us was several more years. But thank God, God was with us every step of the way. But we see God in the independent church. Now, independent means... means that one who in a religious affairs maintains that every congregation of Christians has all that we ever need in ecclesiastical affairs, amen, in order to do the business of a living God. Amen. We have everything we need without the control of others. Amen. So Paul was to tell us here, Paul's given us, and he gives us several references. Jesus Christ even speaks himself, praise God, that how God Almighty has made provision for us to be independent in the day that we live. Independent of anything, praise God, this world has, but praise God, not independent when it comes to God Almighty. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? We need to be totally dependent on Him. Had a fellow this week told me, we was talking about the different churches and things, and I told him, I said, well, we're Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church. He said, yeah. I said, a lot of these independent churches, amen, they can't worship with nobody else. They're so independent. I said, we can worship with anybody else that worships the true and living God. Amen. Because we're totally dependent on God. Amen. We're not trusting in any outside influence. We're not trusting on any outside financial support. Praise God, we're trusting in a living God who looks down upon us and ministers to our souls. So we see God Almighty ministering. And he said, what Paul's telling us here, that it's Independence Day right now. Amen. Time to be totally dependent on God. We see that in Psalms 112. As the psalmist is talking to us in Psalm, the 112th Psalm, he says this. He says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Now watch this. Amen. God Almighty's to tell us, those born-again believers, those trusting God Almighty, praise God. He said, today, right now, praise God, is Independence Day for those that believe and put their trust in the Lord. He said, wealth and riches, verse 3, shall be in His house, and His righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. Praise God, if there's ever been a time that the church needs light, and our families need light, that our lives need light, praise God, it's in the darkness that we're living in today. But praise God, I'm glad when you get to look in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God, I'm glad He turns the light on for you. Praise God, you can begin to see Him high and lifted up in the darkest day, in the gloomest night. Praise God, I'm glad there's a light that shines forth in the darkness. Praise God, glory to God, and that it overshadows the darkness. Amen. Praise God. Say, unto the upright there ariseth light in darkness, and he is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A man showeth a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Now watch verse 7. He said, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. How's it fixed? Because he's trusting in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, he said, you've already decided. Praise God, no matter what happens, come hell or high water, praise God, I'm just going to go with God. When you're fixed on the Lord and you trust in Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, praise God, that the price has already been paid, we can lift up our voice and say, glory be to God, Jesus did it all. Amen. And praise God, we just come along with Him. And Brother Scott talked this morning in the love of God Almighty sin through the Holy Ghost of God, and we can love one another and love God supremely, praise God, and just proclaim glory to God that it's Independence Day. Amen. A day that we come out, praise God, and become dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him, praise God, to meet all of our needs according to His perfect way. Amen. Do you realize God's got everything? Everything we need, praise God. God's in control of it all. And when we come in submission to Him, we come dependent upon Him, praise God. He takes care of everything. Hey, a lot of times in our life we come along and we don't know what. Hey, sometimes the Bible says sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. Have you ever been there? I mean, come to a place that you don't even know what to ask for. You don't know which way, which direction to go. But praise God, that Bible said the Holy Ghost of God knows the feelings of our infirmities, knows the groaning in our heart, and the Holy Ghost of God takes that to the portals of glory. And praise God, God's already doing business, praise God, on your behalf. I'm glad God, I'm glad there's somebody that's a watching out for me. Amen. Hey, I need all the watching I can get. I need all the help I can get. And Paul said, praise God, that influence that they have, praise God, comes from God Almighty. The mystery of the gospel. He said, in verse 20 of Ephesians 6, he said, for I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. What he's saying here is that he said, because of the, he goes on and talks about that, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, you wonder what's going on with me? He said, I'm going to send Tychius to you, and he's going to explain to you what's taking place. Amen. But hey, don't let that dissuade you. Don't let it discourage you, praise God, because I'm about the Father's business. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I'm bound on this path that I've set out on. And praise God, I ain't going to deviate from where God's put me. I'm going to stay with the stuff as God walks with me and ministers to me. Praise God, I've claimed my independence. I've had my independence day, praise God, and I'm going with God. Amen. You know what happened if the church decided, praise the Lord, that we're just going to go with God? Just forget all this extra stuff, this extracurricular stuff, the feud and the fighting and the fussing, praise God, and just decide to just go with God. Amen. We'd set aside our life that we might be pleasing unto the Lord. But you know why we can't? Because of the flesh. Amen. The Bible said we need to be independent of this flesh. Amen. Not dependent on it, but independent of it. In Philippians chapter number 1, Paul says this in verse 21. Philippians 1 and 21, the Bible, Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. You know what? Watch this more church. It's going to be better over home. Amen. I guarantee you, praise God, it's going to be better in a little while. Amen. He said, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence. Now, what confidence he had? His confidence was in the Lord. I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing be nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, what you've done claimed your independence day. He said, you're not trusting in the things of the world. Praise God, you've done God on your arm, man. And he said, you've decided in your heart. You know what's wrong with most of us? We've thought about it in our head, but we've never decided in our heart that we're just going to go with God. Until we decide in our heart to go with God, praise God, it'll just be a thought, praise God, but it'll never be a controlling attitude in your life. Amen. It'll never be a controlling attitude in your life till we decide to go with God. Till you decide to go with God. To make Him a priority. Amen. You say, what are you saying? Praise God. I'm saying to claim an independence day, praise God, from the world. Amen. To claim an independence day for God Almighty. Amen. And begin it and get in the battle and begin to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. It's a battle. Now, I'll just be honest with you. It's not easy being a Christian. Now, somebody comes along and tells you, you know, if you give your life to Christ, you try to become a Christian. Amen. Everything's going to be just so rosy and ain't going to be so much fun. Joy, praise God. It is fun. Joy, praise the Lord in the God Almighty. But amen. It's not easy to be a Christian. It's not easy to walk a walk of faith. It's not easy to live a life, praise God, according to the will of God. Amen. But when you sell out, Brother Billy, and you say, God, the glory to God be the glory, I'm just going to do my best to strive for perfection. Amen. Hey, listen, we'll never be perfect this world. You and I will never be perfect because we carry around this old baggage called flesh. But praise God, one day as we serve a perfect God and we battle on for God's glory, God begins to bless us. As a soldier of the cross, amen, God begins, He continues to use us. Paul would tell Timothy, praise God, about that battle in 2 Timothy chapter number 2. He says, though therefore, my son, be strong and strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus and the tidings that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, what you've heard about me, praise God, part of it's true. He said, I'm not no super saint, praise God. He said, but I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He come to me on the road to Damascus when I was going hard against Him, praise God. He come to where I was, saved me by His marvelous grace, put my feet upon the right path, praise God, turned my eyes, praise God, in the right direction, and I ain't looked back since. I won't tell you what's happening today. We're looking back, praise God. I won't tell you we need to quit looking back and we need to look ahead, faith. Amen, for the glory of God. The devil's bad to take us back to those old things in our life. And he always takes us back, seems like, to those disappointing times. The times when we've been dissuaded, the times when people have let us down. Amen. But praise God, hey, listen, the old devil in his flesh won't ever take you to the time when God's going to deliver you safe unto Himself. He don't want you to see that part of the picture. Amen. He wants to keep it obscure from your eyes. But praise God, when we get to look into Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, praise God, things begin to look more lovely. Amen. Praise God. He said, thou therefore endure hardness as good soldier of Jesus Christ. He said, hey, just endure. Just stay in the fight. Amen. Hey, listen, I ain't found no place to quit. I ain't found no place to get off, praise God. Because, hey, listen, this thing ain't over till we get home. Amen. Oh, we've got to continue to fight the good fight of faith as long as we can. Praise God. As long as we're here, praise God, because these others are watching. Bible, he goes on in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4. He said, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life. Amen. He said, we can't get caught up. Amen. And what's going on? If we ain't careful, the old devil and his flesh will get us so caught up in what's happening around us. Amen. We forget about what's happening in the future. I want to say, on the authority of God's Word, that the church has a glorious future. Our future is in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Amen. The future that we have, praise God, it's full of promise. It's full of hope. Amen. The world don't have all that. The world can't promise you nothing. Amen. But Jesus Christ has already made us a promise. Amen. He's already fulfilled that promise in Himself, praise the Lord. So we have it, and we just claim independence from the world and from the flesh. He said that he may please Him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. See, the great recruiter, Brother Jeff, he's done his recruiting job. Amen. He's sent the Holy Ghost recruiter down to your heart, praise God. And if He hasn't, amen, maybe He will today. A recruiter will come to your life, praise God, and tell you that Jesus loves you and He died for you, praise God. He gave His life, He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary, and through Him, praise God, you might be saved because He hung on there for Jeff Gosnell and He said, it's finished. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Every one of us could put our name right there. Amen. Praise God. He hung on the cross for you, praise God, and He said, it's finished. The work is complete. There's nothing left to be done. Amen. To have salvation. Praise God. So he said the battle is here. Praise God. The battle is here to be fought. But we got the Lord Jesus Christ and we just don't get caught up. Amen. Proclaim independence from the flesh and the lust thereof. Amen. Brother Scott's been all over that this morning about how we get caught up in the lust of this world. Well, Paul says in 2 Timothy here in verse 19, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Amen. Praise God. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. Iniquity is that's unrighteous. That's not right. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we know? Because God tells us. You know what's happened in the world today we live in? We forgot to listen to God. Amen. We've got it. Amen. Praise God. We've got 66 books of an instruction book, praise God. A roadmap, praise God. Basic instruction before leaving earth. And God put it in our hand today. If we'll just take it and believe it, we'd not be confounded, but we'd have the truth, praise God, upon what to stand on, what to build our lives on, what to press on for, praise God, and claim independence from the world and the things thereof. Praise God. And just claim total dependence upon the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve today. God begins to minister to our hearts. He begins to show us that the foundation that we have, praise God, it's sure in Jesus Christ our Savior. Paul would go on and he tells us to depart from iniquity. In verse 21, Matthew chapter 2, he goes on and tells us, he said, if a man therefore purge himself, amen, praise God, purge himself from these. In other words, he says, if we disassociate ourselves. Now, you young people, listen to me. You got to be careful who you associate with. Amen. It goes for mom and daddy too, mama and papa. We got to be careful who we associate with. Amen. You get the wrong associates and they'll drag you down. Amen. We got to be a witness in the world, but we got to be careful who we associate with, who we hang out with. Amen. We got to try to be a light, praise God. But hey, we gotta flee from the darkness. Amen. Do you hear what I said? We gotta flee from the darkness. Amen. We gotta run to the light, which is Christ Jesus our Savior. He said, so if any man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Amen. He said, we gotta clean up. We got to get rid of pride and selfishness and self-will, praise God, and find our place in the Lord Jesus Christ in the will of God. It makes all the difference in the world. Amen. That's where we find our independence, praise God. Independent from the flesh and the lust thereof and dependent upon God. Amen. Amen. Amen, praise God. We got to have a dependence. What's risen in the world today is our dependence upon God. We're running around all over the place trying to find the answers. I want to say it's more authority. The answer's right here. God said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, He said, I'll add all things to you. He said you need housing, food, and raiment, all these things. Praise God, put a roof over your head. God said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God, He said, I'll take care of all that for you. God said, I will supply it. Amen. You know what's happening in the world today? Now I'm talking about it's Independence Day. Time to depend upon God. What's missing today, the reason we struggle so much today, is we're settling for second best. We're settling for what we can go out and scrounge up for ourselves, praise God, when we ought to trust God Almighty to meet our need, to give us from His abundance, praise God. The old prodigal went down to the hog pen, left the father's house, had everything that he needed at the father's house. Why would anybody leave the father's house where you got everything that you need and go down and live in the hog pen? Amen. Cause of lust of flesh, pride of life, all those things, praise God. I'll talk about them just a minute. But I don't want to get ahead of myself right now, but the Bible said one day he came to himself and he said, there's plenty at the father's house. Said, what am I doing down here? Now I'm paraphrasing. What am I doing down here in the hog pen? Amen. I want to say, praise God, there's plenty at the Father's house. There ain't no sense to hang out at the hog pen when there's plenty at the Father's house. You say, preacher, I just don't know about that. Praise God, if you'll come and get in, if you'll pull up to the table, just, hey, glory, when you get here on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, Just go ahead and pull up to the table and put your bib on, praise God, expecting till God pours out on you what He has for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you go to a big fancy restaurant. We went down to Daytona Beach here a few years ago. Went down there to that seafood place. And we pulled up, took us in there and put us at our table. And we ordered up the food. And while we was waiting, the waitress come along and they took these big old bibs and they tied them around their neck. Amen. I thought they was just doing it for me. I thought somebody knows me. Amen. My little granddaughter, she always gives me two or three napkins. She says, "Here, Papa," and I know how messy you are. Amen. But they come down there and they took them big old bibs. I mean, big enough to cover half a man. And they put them on us and they tied us around their neck. And boy, when they tied that bib around my neck, praise God, I got to thinking about what was coming. I got to expecting something good. Amen. When we trust the Lord, praise God, and we come expecting something good. Amen. God will not disappoint you. Hey, listen, I've never been disappointed in God. Now, I've been disappointed in people. I've been disappointed in places. And I've been disappointed in circumstances. But I've never in my life been disappointed in God. Amen. Praise God. He always give, and I'll just be honest, He's always given me what I come expecting and more. But you know what the problem is with us? We don't come expecting much. Amen. We come in there, praise God. We come in there and we pull up. We don't put our bib on. We're not ready. We'll say, "Oh, Lord, bless me if you can." Amen. Praise God. We'll say, "Lord God, you're going to pour it all over me because I know you can. I know you love me. I know you want to show me how much you care." Amen. But the battle's on. The lust is there, praise God. But the foundation is sure. Independence is there to be had. If a man therefore purge himself from these things, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Amen. All the good, you think about that as a good works, praise God, but it ain't all about our works. Amen. Sometimes you just think about His works. Amen. His works are good works, praise God. And we just the participant, the benefits, praise God, the beneficiary of the good works of God. Amen. You think about your salvation. You think about where God brought you from. Amen. He brought us out, praise God. Brought us up, so He bring us out. Amen. Deliver us unto Himself. How about we get caught up in this old world? Now, the Bible says that we can't get caught up in loving the world. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, why not?" Because God won't take seconds. He won't take seconds. He wants us to love Him and love Him supremely. Look at John chapter number 2. 1 John chapter number 2, the Bible says this in verse 15. He said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." Amen. We get caught up in loving the world, we forget to love God. Amen. We got to have our priorities. He said, "If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Amen. There's a lot of wickedness in the world today. Everywhere you look, it's vileness and wickedness. Amen. He said, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father." He said, "But is of the world." Amen. All those things, the lust that's in the world, the pride that's in the world. Amen. The lust of flesh and lust of the eye and the pride of life, praise God. It's all stuff that's in the world. But He said, it's not of God. But He said, "The world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you. I don't want something that's just going to be for a little while. I'd rather have something that lasts forever. Amen. And those that love the Lord Jesus Christ, those that trust in Him, praise God, they'll live forever. Amen. See, we're in this world, but the Bible says we're not of this world. Amen. We got to realize that because it's Independence Day. It's time to be independent, praise God, of our flesh and the world and the lust thereof, praise God, and be dependent upon God Almighty to bless us and help us and give us the direction that have us to go. And Jesus Christ Himself, He says, the love of the world. Amen. Hey, why should we love something that hates us? Amen. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor Jeff? The world hates Christianity. They hate us. They hate what we stand for. Amen? The world in which we live today is vile and wicked. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I know that's what's wrong with the world today. Nobody wants to say it, but it's the truth. Amen? Jesus said this in John chapter 15. Jesus said this in John 15, verse 18. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. It don't bother me if the world hates me. Amen? I hate that the world hates me. They don't believe like I believe, worship like I worship, and love like I love. But praise God, that's all right. Amen. It's okay but that they don't love me. It's okay that they don't care about me. It don't bother me. Praise God, the world doesn't love us as Christians. Verse 19, he says, if you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Amen? See, we can see now today why the world don't like us. We can see today why the world wants to put us down, why they want to discourage us, why they don't want to be a part of what we are, because they hate us, because they hate the God that we love. They don't want to recognize Lord Jesus Christ because they don't want to recognize their own sinfulness. Amen. There's no independence day for those, praise God, till they reject self and receive Lord Jesus Christ and free pardon of sin. Amen. The Bible says you must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, said you must be born again. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Nicodemus said, can I go and enter into mother's womb and be born again when I'm old? Amen. Jesus said you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Praise God, you got to have a new birth. I remember the day Jesus Christ saved me by His marvelous grace. Come into my heart and showed me I was a sinner. Now, it's not popular preaching today to preach from behind this blessed old sacred desk that people are sinners. Amen? You got to preach, you're just good and that Jesus loves you and He'll make you better and better. And you don't have to admit that you're a sinner, just vile and wicked as the devil itself. Amen. I tell you, without that, there's no Independence Day or a child that will not admit their sin, admit that we're sin. He said, if we say we've not sinned, then we're a liar. Amen. That we're not telling the truth, that we deceive ourselves. But praise God, He said those that'll confess our sins. He said Jesus Christ Himself forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. All the things that's not right in our life. That's Independence Day. That's when a person can come out, praise God, and allow God Almighty to help us. He said we can't do it in ourselves. He goes on John chapter 15, verse 26. He said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Amen. So the Lord says here, said, listen, they's coming an Independence Day. He said, and the Spirit of God's going to come. A Comforter's going to come. I wonder, praise God, listen, church, do we need comforting tonight? Do we need comforting today? Will we need comforting tomorrow? Praise God. We'll need comforting from a Comforter. And the only Comforter can comfort you a morning, evening, and night, praise God, is God Almighty through the Holy Ghost of God speaking to our hearts and giving us, praise God, showing us His love. Amen. It'll make a difference. It'll show us, praise God. It'll give us an Independence Day. Jesus would go on in John chapter 17. Amen. The Lord God Almighty would declare to His people and before His God in John chapter 17. Now this is the great high priestly prayer. As Jesus was crossing the Kidron Valley, He was going out from the Lord's Supper, and He was crossing this valley, and He prayed this prayer. He prayed first for Himself, and then for His disciples, and then those that would come after them. And He prayed in verse 11. He said, and now I am no more in the world, and these are in the world. Talking about His disciples, the people, those that's the followers of Him. And I come to Thee, Holy Father. Now He's asking of the Father on our behalf. Amen. Listen to what He says. Keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given Me, that they may be one as We are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Praise God, ain't you glad he ain't lost none? Amen. Those he come to seek and save, praise God, when he found you and he brought you out, when he lifted you up and brought you out, praise God, he brought you out unto himself. Praise God, he ain't lost one yet. Amen, I'm glad. He's a keeper of the faith. He's a keeper of the children. He's a keeper, praise God, of those that's dependent upon the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. Now watch this. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And now what he's saying here, he said they're different. These people, that the ones that I have with me, praise God, they're different, they're separate, they're unique. They're not the same as everybody else. I listen, young people, praise God, it's all right for you to be different. It's all right for you to be peculiar, amen. I said, people, you say, well, preacher, I just don't feel like I fit in. I'd say, glory be to God. I'd shout it from the housetops and say, glory, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I don't fit in no vile and wicked world. I don't feel comfortable around here no more. Praise God, that's all right. It's okay. Okay, praise God, to feel different. If you're a child of God trying to live right and walk right and talk right, praise God, that's okay. Amen. Praise God. That's independent. Dependent upon God. Praise God. So now I come to thee. Now come I to thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. But now watch this. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Amen. The Lord said, listen, we're in this world. You're in this world. But if you're a child of God, praise God, you shouldn't be of this world. You ought to be unique. You ought to be different. Praise God in every aspect of your life. Praise the Lord. It's Independence Day. It's time to be independent of the flesh and the body and the lust thereof. Praise God. And be dependent upon God Almighty to move and manifest Himself in your heart, in my heart, for the glory of God, so that we might persevere as a people. Praise God. We might persevere in a place for God's glory. That we might see Him high and lifted up to that lofty place where He desires to be in your heart and in mine. Because He is, praise God. And He said, hey, today we can proclaim independence. Amen. From the world and the things in it. Praise God. And praise and glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on and says that they are not of the world, even I am not of the world. And he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. You say, he said we can set ourselves aside by taking this precious old book and believing it for God's glory. Amen. We can seize, we can take our Independence Day, and we can have it today when we become totally dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for us on Calvary. Amen. We can stand and pledge allegiance. And we stand and we pledge allegiance to the flag. Amen. And when Francis Bellamy, he wrote that, the Pledge of Allegiance. He wrote it out, amen, for God's glory. And the original, they said, it was wrote, I pledge allegiance to my flag. That's the way it was originally written. But they said as all the immigrants was coming in to the world, to the United States of America, and when they would get that, they'd take it and they'd run with it. So instead of becoming Americans, they were claiming allegiance to their flag from a far land. Amen? But when we have independence, praise God, dependent upon God, they had to change the wording of the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm saying we ought to have a pledge of allegiance today, praise God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, an alliance with Him, praise God, and none other. Then we can say, as we with our pledge, I pledge allegiance to the flag, the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. Wait a minute. Without division. Amen. One nation coming together. One nation, one body, one people. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Praise God. You know why? You know how you receive that in the United States of America? By becoming a United States citizen. Amen. A citizen. It don't matter where you're from, praise God, you got to become a citizen of the United States. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I want to say on March of 1976, I became a citizen, praise God, of another country. I become a citizen of a far land. Praise God. Heaven is going to be my home. Amen. I put my faith and my trust in Lord Jesus Christ. I claim my independence, praise God, of this world. Amen. This world's not my home, though. The prince and power of this present planet I live on, praise God, is not my power. Let me say this and I'll hush. It blessed my heart the other night. Our president was giving his speech at Mount Rushmore. And he said with his own lips, boy, it blessed my heart. He said, I will not bow to anybody but my God. Amen. He said, I'll not take a knee to anybody but my God. And I said, glory be to God. Amen. I don't know about you. I ain't bowed a knee to no man. I ain't bound to no organization or no cult or anything else. The only knee I'm going to bow to is my God and my Lord. Amen. Praise God, because I claimed independence. Praise God, with my flesh and all the things thereof. In March 1976, praise God, and I'm claiming victory in Lord Jesus Christ. Totally dependent upon my Lord and Savior to deliver me, praise God, safe unto Himself. In just a little while. What about you today? Have you claimed your independence? Amen. Have you claimed independence? Independent, praise God, of the world and the flesh and the lust thereof, and put your dependence upon Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Surrendered all. That song, I will surrender all. I've surrendered all. All to thee. Praise God. All, everything we are, everything we be, every fiber of our being. Just surrendered Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He'll make a difference. It'll change your life forever. Amen. You can claim your independence today and put your dependence upon Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way it's supposed to be. That we might begin to receive and reap the benefits of being a child of the King. Praise His holy name.